Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, the fact checkers were working overtime last night with the president's speech because some of the stuff was true, but not all of it was true, and they were busy fact-checking. And if you want to look into that, you certainly can. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. President Trump's primetime address to the nation last night seemed like its primary purpose was to convince Americans that the economy is better than most people believe it is. A new poll shows over 60% believe the economy is worse under this president.
Politically charged primetime speech to the nation, insisting the economy's stronger than many voters feel. Flanked by Christmas trees in the White House, the president quickly laid blame for economic challenges on his predecessor.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
While announcing he's sending bonus checks of nearly $1,800 to troops for Christmas.
A special we call Warrior Dividend.
But the roughly 18-minute speech largely rehashed old messaging that has yet to ease public anxiety about higher prices. A president who promised an economic boom has seen inflation remain elevated and the job market weakening sharply, partly due to his tariffs. Still, he stayed defiant.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Though the consumer price index is rising at an annual rate of 3%, up from 2.3% in April. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, you know, you can say whatever you want, but, you know, consumers know because they buy stuff. And, you know, I don't blame this president for not ending inflation right away. Because remember, if you were listening during the campaign, I said during the campaign, this man is not going to be able to cool inflation immediately. I mean, he promised to end inflation immediately. And I said, that's not going to happen. And then people, you know, texted me and called me a Trump hater because I said that. I wasn't a Trump hater. I was just telling the truth. And it turns out I was right. He couldn't end inflation right away. So I only blame him for making a false promise, but yet, you know, a lot of Americans are just, they don't pay attention. I mean, they're willing to believe anything. Americans can be very gullible. And so I don't blame him for not ending inflation right away. I blame him for making that stupid promise. He says that there are big economic times coming. And something else that I want to talk about today, and that he said that America was almost dead when he took office. I remember that time. America wasn't almost dead. And he said he's turned America into the hottest country in the world. I don't know if the tourism statistics would reveal that it is the hottest country in the world. You know, maybe we become the hottest country in the world again one day, but I don't think the statistics back that up. In any event, you know, it's not what he wasn't able to accomplish, It's this ridiculous promise that he was going to do it when he knew inside he couldn't do it. And it's another example, and Democrats do it too, of telling us that they're going to do things they know they can't do only to get our votes. The special counsel in charge of prosecuting Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election results has told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that his team had caught Trump red-handed, and Trump's win in 24 is the only reason the case isn't moving forward.
In a closed-door interview, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that his team of investigators had developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Donald Trump had criminally conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The committee's top Democrat, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, says,
Chairman Jordan made an excellent decision in not allowing Jack Smith to testify publicly, because had he done so, it would have been absolutely devastating to the president and all the president's men involved in the insurrectionary activities of January the 6th.
Democrats are demanding that Smith's testimony be made public. The committee chairman, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio, told reporters that they did learn some interesting things, but stood by his position about the investigations, saying it's political. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right. The number two official in the FBI has apparently had enough of serving his nation, and he's ready to go back to podcasting.
The FBI's Deputy Director Dan Bongino confirms he will resign from the Bureau in January. In a post on X, he said he was grateful for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Bongino had previous experience as a New York City police officer and a Secret Service agent, but when he was appointed in March, he was best known as the host of a successful conservative podcast. Asked about the news, President Trump surmised that Bongino wanted to get back to his media career.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
During his brief tenure, Bongino clashed with Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He also walked back previous provocative claims of an FBI conspiracy after the arrest of a suspect accused of planting pipe bombs outside Democratic and Republican offices. This past August, the Trump administration took the unusual step of appointing a co-deputy director, former Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Jennifer King, Washington.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. So the president last night told the nation and the world that America was almost dead when he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He took over. Now, look, the president did inherit a mess. There was a lot going on in this country. But there's a lot going on in this country now. I mean, it's a mess now. But I don't think we were almost dead. I mean, in 2024, my life was great. I mean, what was going on in your life? Was there anything going on in your life that made it seem like America was dead? Was there anything going on in your life that made you think America wasn't dead in 2024, in 2023, during the last administration? I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't think of anything that really had a big impact on me during the Biden administration in a negative way. I wasn't a fan of Joe Biden. He was not a good president. And you know, he just he didn't pay attention to things. And I think it takes a lot for the current president to refer to Joe Biden as Sleepy Joe, considering that the current president has dozed off a few times for all of us to see. But the president said, 1 year ago, our country was dead. We were almost dead. We were absolutely dead. Our country was ready to fail, totally fail. I mean, is that rhetoric or is that true? And what information would you provide that would suggest that the country was dead, absolutely dead, and had totally failed by 2024? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. All right, here is going to be the first Christmas song that sucks that we're playing this afternoon. And if you're just tuning in, you know, we generally love Christmas songs. They make us feel great about the Christmas spirit, and we, feel all warm and fuzzy. And some of these songs do rock, but they just still remind us of a very sentimental time of Christmas. But let's be honest. Not every Christmas song is a good Christmas song. So let's feature some of the songs that just kind of suck. Here's one from New Kids on the Block. I mean, this is terrible. Some little kid trying to be in the holiday spirit. Here's New Kids on the Block come on with Funky, Funky Christmas. And it's like, funk you. You know, this ain't good. All right. If you can think of a Christmas song that really sucks, just let us know and we'll try to get it on this afternoon. I'm Scoot, and you are in tune with WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.